What got you here won't get you there. Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Rising Tide with Tara Barrow, where I share life experience, learning, and rabbit holes I go down in with you so you get to learn faster, quicker, choose to implement, give it a try, and keep it if it works, and if it doesn't work, completely like put it aside. In today's episode, so what got you here won't get you there. Where is there, by the way? Well, it's anywhere you want to go. Like your biggest dreams, your goal, your wants. So it's your promotion, the love relationship that you want. Being able to communicate fluidly with like friends and family, or even on the smile, just feeling completely okay and loving yourself in your own skin, right? And what is what got you here? Well, what got you here is how you think and believe and act. So what you think and believe also align with the action that you choose to take, or the action you think of taking. That's a very slight difference, but it is a very important difference. Because if you don't know what's possible or the spectrum of possible, then it won't come to your mind to give it a try. And that's where it comes, what got you here. So, and I'll give concrete example as well. In 2016, there you go. So what got me here in 2016 is, I mean, I did a lot of things then, but I was working as an interior designer, freelance, and I was attracting clients coming to me. I was also finding the way to spend 2 months in the summer with my family because that was a priority and I wanted to make it happen. Actually, it started happening in 2015. That was really cool. And so I came to a point in 2016, at the end of 2016, where I had plans to travel to be with family, and then I had client coming in, and as I was working for myself, I would have needed to be in Hong Kong, where I was at the time, present for that client, for the project to make it happen. And the choice was family or income. And I was there, and for me, it's just my obvious choice in my heart, and I am gonna say my heart, was my family. For me, it's family first and foremost. And it was interesting because every time that everybody I was talking to about, there was like, oh, it's easy, income, you gotta pick the income, you gotta pick the income. I'm like, I gotta do nothing. I already started a little bit of that. That was the beginning of the thinking. So my brain went, because I knew that everything that got me here in that situation was not gonna get me further. Like, my mind could not find a way of how I could make both the family happen and the income happen. And the question that came to me is like, how can I make both happen? Because I did not want to make that choice. In that situation or any situation in the future, I did not want to make that choice. I wanted to find a way where it was yes and income and family and income. And for me, it was like, there's gotta be a way. And what I knew, I did not know anything and everything that I knew that was able to bring me forward. And I don't remember what made me think of this, but I remember I thought about this person. He's a family friend. And I asked for coffee time with him. And during that time, my specific ask was, is there any books? Oh no, there was something that did happen before that. But anyways, that the time that I met him, because that was the time. If there was any books or podcasts at the most, but books or anything that I could read or any people that I could follow, whichever he could recommend to me so that I could learn to get to a new way of thinking, new way of believing. Because I knew with everything, I knew deep down to my core that everything that I knew today was not going to get me where I wanted, because I could not fathom a solution out of with everything that I knew. And I'm always solution orientated, so I always know, like, I knew deep inside my core that there was a way, I just didn't know how. And I needed to find, sometimes the how is not the how, but the who. And that situation was the case. And that was one of the ways. Yeah. And a more recent way that I consciously made the choice. And it was interesting because while I was making a rational decision, like the ups, the not pros and cons, but just where I was putting all the facts together and thinking, was this a smart, and I'm air quoting if you see me on video, a smart choice for me, or a valid choice, or if it made sense. Yeah, I think it made sense would be the most thing. And it was going for my the coaching course. As I'm talking, we're the 5th of February, actually just restarted again, so but yeah, so it was about a week before that, but I was gonna start reaching out to people, trying to figure out how to put my services out there. I felt lost. I had so many limiting beliefs, like I can't do that, people won't pay this, people don't need this, they don't want that. Who am I to go and do this? I'm not good enough. I don't know enough yet. I'm not a voice of authority. All these things that were going on in my head, and I wanted to get rid of them. And the way that Alisa marketed her course was, and still is remove the blocks. Removes all that negation that is in front of you to move forward. And that's the main reason I took the course. But really what made me like, it's a hell yes, because there was a financial investment obviously in yourself in the course, and I was hesitant about that, but here's how I thought, right? And so I knew, as I put this in the sense, that who I was going to be at the end of the course was going to be able to solve every single thing that would be coming up into my life, including what was coming up right now, plus anything else. Because I knew that it removed the blocks, I knew I would feel more confident, I knew I would feel more at ease, I knew I would also have way more shift in me, but I did not know what they were, but I just knew that. There was something inside of me, like my intuition, between intuition and my heart together, was just like, a hell yes. It was, oh my gosh, it felt so easy. I was scared because it was big, but it felt such of a hell yes internally, right? And if you felt this feeling before, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it might make no sense to the outside world, but to you, you know it's right. So if you've had this, you know it. If you hadn't, well, when it comes, you might know it. So my thinking was, right now, if I stay the way that I am in a year, I'm still not going to be able to solve everything, right? So I'm seeing my trajectory as linear. But then I foresee myself in the future with the new education and the knowledge that I would have learned within the year. And then I knew that I could do everything else. And that made it easy, because I knew that I would have shifted my mindset. I would have opened my mindset, my perspective, and everything that I knew to a different level. I would have upgraded everything, if you want, to another level that I would be capable of anything I wanted to go for. Which is like, yeah. And so that's again, so whatever got you here today is great. And it has served you, and it served a purpose, and it's absolutely incredible that you've been able to get there here with everything that you've learned and known today. That's any situation. But where do you want to go? Have you already tried going further and been able to get it? How long have you been trying to get there? And I can guarantee that if you've been trying for a little while, and when I talk to people, most of the times, it's not like 1 year, it's more like 2 to 3 years, if not way more, that it's been either thinking, ongoing, trying, or whichever, and it's still not happening. A shift in the way that you think and believe has to happen. You might happen all of a sudden completely like by luck and perseverance and be completely exhausted, end up getting there. Some people do, and that's great. But the massive like click that will make that difference is how you think and believe. And that will all of a sudden transform your trajectory. And I mean, I can feel just the love, the passion from within at the moment, because this is what I guide my clients to do. And I've just started with just a new group of clients right now. And just after the first session, shifts have already happened. There has been clarity of like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for like, and I collaborate with the client. It's always coming from the client. So it's what my client wants, and then working with them to enable that. And so I guide with questioning, I guide with a framework, I guide with an action plan, that, and I question them to know the action. So things that have happened, clarity, like after the end of the session, just saying like, oh, I've got a way better way to be in my day to day. And when this frustration happens, I know how to be with it. So instead of like being more frustrated because I'm frustrated, I know how to be kind to myself, recognize it, take a moment to pause and be okay to feel it. And also I have an action plan to move forward. One of the persons was very in their masculine, like do, go, which is great. Like that gets shit done. Yes, it does. It works. And I have worked like this for 30 years of my life. And man, did I make stuff happen. I felt also empty and exhausted and just like had enough after a while. Like that was also mixed. because everybody has female and feminine and masculine energy within themselves. And you can use both to make something happen. And so actually with the both, you get a balance and you have a way more peaceful and harmonious way of moving forward towards your goal, which is amazing. And so the client on the masculine energy and the do, and they were saying how they were exhausted, feeling tired, fatigued, and just they've had enough of all this like go, do constantly, and it didn't feel right to them. And so offering them a way of implementing the feminine energy to move forward. So creating a practice to tap into that and embody it before certain situations so that the energy was different in those situations. And so if you're interested in working with me in any way for that to be guided, so you know you've been stuck, you've tried the different options to move forward and get what you want, and you haven't gotten anywhere, or you feel slow, or it's not fast enough, or you want to find more ease and less tired and overwhelming exhaustion, and you're ready to take on the work, come and find me at tarabaro.com, tarabaro.com, and see how we can work together. Because if you've got this inside of you and you say, okay, now I want like some help and I want to get out of there and make it happen, I know you can do that, by the way. First of all, you are so capable of it and you can do it. And right here, right now, you're good enough and you've got everything that you need to do. So the work can happen right now. And I'd love to have a chat and see how I could support you in your path and your journey. Because for me, it's just the three clients that I'm working with are incredible. Just brings me smile, and just to see what's motivating them, the fire that they have inside of them that's just waiting to be like expressed, and the love that they have and the kindness is just beautiful. And it's also with like, I want to get this done, really thing. And if you're not sure yet on wanting to work one-on-one, I do have free tools for you to start coaching yourself for free. So you can head to tarabaro.com/tools. You can get those for free and start working on your self-coaching on your own. And just keep thinking, you know, right? What got you here won't get you there. And if you want to keep the journey on yourself, you know, find books of people who are or have done what you want to do. That's how I started. I found inspiration on people who were already doing what I wanted to be doing in one way, shape or form. And I learned from them. I listened to podcasts of entrepreneurs, of entrepreneurs, business people, even sportsmen and people from different backgrounds, just to know like what shift did they make to get like the tips and things. So podcasts and books and talks and things like that, just for inspiration, motivation, and ideas, how to change your thinking and your belief system. So yeah, that's it for today. Thank you for watching, and I wish you all the best on your journey to your wildest, biggest creation and dreams. Because I know what you have within you wants to be expressed, can be expressed, and you have everything that you need to go forward and get it. So, yes, thank you for watching. And if you love this or learn from it, please do share on any of the social. I'm at Tara Barrot, T-A-R-A-B-A-R-O-T. You can find me on LinkedIn, on Instagram mostly. So, yes. All right. Thank you for watching, and next time.